I'm Reese Kramer with Mission Network News. A hospital in Quetta, Pakistan was attacked by a suicide bomber yesterday. The explosion left at least 50 people dead and nearly that many wounded. In a country where schools teach that minority religions are inferior, extremists in Pakistan really aren't that surprising. But in this environment, how can believers get a chance to share Christ? Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says they're in touch with a pastor in the city.
And he just said that it's the love of God that penetrates hard men's hearts. And he said that's the only weapon that we have to fight against this onslaught of the enemy.
Their biggest request?
Pray that they will find courage to live out on a daily basis their faith, and that they'll have opportunities to show Christ's love through good deeds and through kindness, and that God would protect them.
And what can ordinary people do to help end poverty around the world? Food for the Hungry is sharing some creative approaches in a new ebook called 10 Creative Ways to End Poverty. Karen Rondo says helping to end physical poverty in the lives of the vulnerable has far-reaching eternal impact. And she asks that people pray for more individuals, churches, and businesses to heed that call.
When they are being served by Christian people, showing them, here's how you can feed your children, here's another way to farm, here's a way that you can have clean water so you can give your children water and not worry about it. That right there opens their mind and their heart for hearing the gospel.
You can get your free copy of 10 Creative Ways to End Poverty just by visiting us at missionnews.org for the details. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.